The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. In light of the Halloween season, today I'm reading one of my older columns from last year about this very subject. It's my favorite time of year. I love the fresh autumn breeze that brushes past my face every time I go outside, and the fact that it's socially acceptable to run around in Freddy Krueger and Darth Vader masks. I'm a big fan of Halloween, and you can bet I'll be dressing up this year as well. The best part of this season is how it fosters a spirit of imagination. I enjoy seeing all the Harley Quinn and Harry Potter costumes every year, but I especially like the original outfits. One year, a friend dressed up in aluminum foil and said he was a baked potato. A few years ago, I wore a Just Do It t-shirt and went as Shia LaBeouf. If you haven't seen that YouTube video, please do yourself a favor and watch it right now. When Halloween rolls around, even some of the more uptight people dress up as Disney characters and stuff themselves with candy like a bunch of five-year-olds. It's as if the cultural atmosphere unlocks the creative spirit within them, and that spirit is contagious. I'm naturally drawn to storytelling and the creativity that comes with Halloween festivities, and this season reminds me that imagination is a particularly powerful tool for those of us with SMA. When you live with SMA or another disability, you are frequently made aware of your limitations and restrictions, and the disability stigmas that exist in our society. Those of us with disabilities need to harness our imaginative spirit throughout the year. While we have physical limitations, we can use our inventiveness to pursue careers, live independently, and figure out solutions to challenges such as disease progression. Recently, I had to think outside the box in a work situation. In my role as forums director for this site's parent company, I work with moderators of patient and caregiver forums for various rare disease websites. I was talking to someone about becoming a co-moderator for our Cystic Fibrosis News Today forums, but trying to figure out a means of communication with her was a little challenging. I usually do Slack or phone calls with potential moderators, but this woman has extensive hearing loss and can't do audio calls. She then suggested using Slack to message back and forth. I explained that because of my weakened muscles from having SMA, I'm unable to type fast when I'm on my computer. It's this kind of disability conundrum that could make for a great SNL sketch. Fortunately, my imaginative and problem-solving skills were flowing this situation. I said that I could switch to my phone and conduct our conversation over text. Since I can type much faster on my phone, this method worked out wonderfully. This is just one of many SMA-related incidents in which my imagination came in handy. Using one's creativity doesn't necessarily mean creating a painting worthy of Picasso or writing a novel. It can be as simple as figuring out solutions to everyday problems. So embrace the Halloween season and festivities, even if they are going to be a little different this year. But remember to keep your imagination flowing all year round. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. Whether you have cold feet literally, or cold feet when it comes to relationships, we've got the topics covered in our forums. My feet are perpetual icebergs. Alyssa, my co-moderator, shared slippers that usually keep her tootsies warm. Still, she occasionally struggles with frozen feet and is wondering what others do to keep them warm. Short of moving to a warmer climate, which I seriously consider every year, I haven't found the solution. As far as dating and relationships go, cold feet can creep up when we evaluate our worthiness to be loved. One of our members posted on this topic with a piece titled, "I Don't Have Exes." It's something that I think many of us can relate to. Head to smanewstoday.com/forums to check out her personal essay. Not only does it show vulnerability, it's an honest expression of the struggles we can face when it comes to relationships. Another commonality among many of us with SMA is the need for caregivers. On the forums, we've had several topics revolving around this. For one of our forum members, she's relied on her parents, but is thinking about getting a plan in place for when they can no longer assist her. She's not sure where to begin, so is thinking a social worker might be a good starting point. I, on the other hand, have had outside caregivers for years. Consumer-Directed Community Supports, or CDCS, was recently presented to me as an option for a more hands-on approach to meeting my needs. Although I'm looking into it, I'm not sold just yet. It's discouraging finding reliable, quality caregivers, though, as I discussed in another topic on the forums. To weigh in on this subject, head to smanewstoday.com/forums. Getting your hopes up and living a more independent life only to have them dashed by a denial letter is what Brianna Albers talks about in her recent column, In Defense of Cybernetics. She started the process of acquiring a Jayco robotic arm, only to have her insurance deny it as medically unnecessary. She shares her feelings about this in her article. I encourage you to check it out because she makes some excellent points. In the forums, she's posted an update that the denial is being appealed. Have you ever had to appeal a denial? Was the appeal successful? Let us know over on our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.